Business Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The small business of America is very much in keeping with where America is on two matters that are going to dominate these next years. One is Gen Z, the youngest working generation cohort. The other is work from home. I tell Gene the anecdote that Thursday night has now become a big date night in certain cities across the country. Why? Because nobody's going into work on Friday. Now, that might be a good thing. Friday wasn't a big work day in the 20th century either. But this is an example of work from home and changing the way people think about their jobs. Gen Z is the new cohorts on the scene. So let us begin with Gen Z, Gene, because you have a report here that says that Gen Z benefits from remote work from home. How so?
Well, the Gen Zers, and again, these are, you know, the 18 to 24 year olds that were polled by, you know, a company. This is an Irish study. So, you know, take that within consideration, but they are more digitally capable. They're more flexible. They've grown up in a more of a virtual world. So they are much, much more comfortable. They say working from home and are more productive working from home because that's just what they've been used to. And that's what they've grown up doing. But I will say, you know, just a couple of comments on that. Number one, and I hate to sound like an angry old man here, but there is a reason why so many people choose to work from home on Fridays, you know? So I'm not quite sure how much work is getting done on a Friday when people are working from home. So you can understand and sympathize business owners like myself when an employee is like saying like, oh, we want to work from home on Mondays and Fridays, you know, and you start thinking to yourself like, yeah, really, are you going to be working as productively as if you're in the office, you know, on a Monday or a Friday? It just seems too much of a coincidence. But Gen Zers, they demand that. And, you know, it is having a dramatic impact on the workforce, even though some of the biggest CEOs of tech companies like Sam Altman from OpenAI to Mark Zuckerberg at Meta, as well as Mark Benioff at Salesforce, have all declared, you know, remote working not to be so much of a disaster, but it's not working in a lot of cases. And they are really pushing their employees to come into the office. And they know that because when you're in the office, you innovate and you talk and you socialize and you build culture. And for Gen Zers, I don't think they realize, some of them at least, that they miss out on a lot of great mentoring from older employees as well when they come into the office. So even though this survey says that Gen Zers like to work from home and they say they're more productive and they prefer it, I get that. But I do think that there is a very, very important, you know, working in the office performs a very important function. And you ask any business owner, and I think that they would agree with that.
The Sam Altman comment struck me as deeply ironic because, of course, Sam Altman is participating in a growth business, a really hot ticket, AI.
Yeah.
And AI represents a replacement value for many of the jobs that we took to be for juniors in the 20th century. They're going to be replaced by AI. Those jobs are going to be replaced by AI. Other jobs will be created. So
sure.
The Gen Zers will live longer with AI than we will, Gene. So I'm wondering if they've perceived something about the office and AI. I'm trying to imagine what they're all... What is in their mind, this idea of...
I think I know. I think they see the writing on the wall, and they, more than any generation, really can see what the power of AI will be. And because of that, like you just said, they know that it's going to be replacing jobs. They just know that, which means that the value of their job might not be as high, or even their loyalty to their employer isn't going to be as high, because a lot of these employers are going to be using AI tools to get more work done and replace them. It's just that they know that's inevitable, which is why, you know, they're looking after themselves and they're pushing hard for better work-life balance and, you know, better flexibility. And, you know, that's why they want working from home, because it benefits them. They know that more than the employers. But, you know, their time is going to come when AI starts replacing them. By the way, the whole Sam Altman thing is fascinating. I mean, again, for your listeners that might not be, I mean, he's the CEO of OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, the big AI conversational chatbot. And he said that it's been like a disaster working from home. Of course it has for him, because his company is, I mean, imagine working at OpenAI. I mean, it's all about innovating and creating and thinking together as a group to come up with this technology, you need people around with each other all the time to be, you know, batting around ideas. You know, running a company like that just cannot work in a virtual environment. So I understand why Sam Altman feels that way.
We've attended to the Gen Z. Let's now go for the oldsters. Gene has a column at the Philadelphia Inquirer about a federal law that can help for retirement. How so, Gene?
Oh, boy, I'm so glad you brought this up, John. Yeah, it is. If you're listening to this now, here's your takeaway of this, of what I'm about to say. I'll just give it to you up front. Talk to your accountant now about setting up and taking advantage of Roth accounts, I don't mean Hyman Roth from The Godfather, John. Okay, I know what you're thinking. We're talking about William Roth, who is like a senator that set these up. These are after tax retirement accounts. The Secure 2.0 Act back in December expanded the usage of these accounts. You put money away into these accounts after you paid the taxes on them, but then they grow tax-free forever, and then you can withdraw the money tax-free. So as you and I are speaking, I am in my company, I am setting up a Roth 401k for my employees so we can all put money away after tax and let it sit there for 10, 20, 30 years and grow tax-free. And we have way more flexibility to do that now because of the law that was passed back in December. Please, please talk to your accountant now. You will thank me for it, and get your kids into it as well, because they put money away after tax when they're in their 20s. Man, oh man, you know, they'll really be thanking you, you know, 30 years from now.
It's a Secure 2.0 Act. There is a Roth version. I know, I'm familiar with it from the late 20th century.
Yep.
There were some rules then about who could and who could not take advantage of it. I think those rules have been loosened.
They have. So more people can not only contribute to it, but now there's more flexibility for employers to contribute to their employees' Roth accounts and put away more money for themselves. So that is a big change that happened back in December, which gives us the ability to save a lot of money, you know, and let it grow tax free.
Gene's favorite story of the week. We're about to drum roll, please. A coffee shop in Toronto, Canada, which serves a pretty well. It looked like it did serve a pretty good cappuccino. It was entitled The Anarchist, located at 190 Jarvis Street. How did it do, Gene?
Didn't do so great. It was a coffee shop that when it started up, its owner, you know, made it a point of saying, we are called the Anarchist. We are an anti-capitalist, anti-colonial cafe and a radical community. They made it a big point about this. They opened up back in March of 2022, and over a year later, they're closing. And why are they closing? Because of lack of capital, John. That's literally the reason why. I guess if you're going to be anti-capitalist, you probably don't want to be running a business, right?
Gene Marks is the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Patton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.